Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome to the Men's Room Happy Hour. Broadcast exclusively on Odyssey. Let the shenanigans begin.
Paul Michalis, welcome to the Men's Room Happy Hour. Episode number 7. Thank you for joining us exclusively on Odyssey. Quite obviously, you have downloaded and subscribed to the daily podcast as you get this on a lovely Friday morning here in Seattle, Washington.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. A big party this weekend. Sunday, we will be at Olaf's in Ballard from 2 until 4. Olaf's, one of the older, more established bars in town. Old school Ballard, so to speak. We're going to have the men's room beer brought on the menu from Uli.
Oh, nice.
We've got the
San Juan. You guys going to get one?
I plan on doing it this time. Yeah. I'm eating it. And I feel different, you know, like in an old school bar. When I go to an old school, I feel like, I want to sit down, which I'm sure I won't, and actually eat, which I will. So I'll probably eat it standing up. Or, actually, I might get there a little early, get some food.
See, I had a plan, too, that was kind of like that. I'm definitely going to walk there one way. So it says it's an hour and 20 minutes. So I think I'm going to walk there.
You'll get there about an hour or five, because you walk fast.
But, and also, my plan was to leave 2 hours early. So I'm going to leave my house at noon.
All right.
And then, you know, Ballard, I don't know if you've been there before, but on a Sunday, you can walk through the farmer's market. There's lots of
Don't. You know where you're stopping. It's not the farmer's market.
Well, I'm going to stop at a different place on the way back. I'm going to go to to Old County, which has some of the best wings in town. I think Vindictive downtown definitely has some of the best wings. But Old County, it's got to be, it might be neck and neck with Vindictive as far as how good their wings are. So I'm either going to get the beer brought at Olaf's or just hold on for a little bit. And on my way back, I'll walk down a couple blocks and get some wings down at Old County and then take an Uber home. I think that's the plan.
That's a good plan right
there. I mean, it's Sunday. Yeah. Live a little. Have a brat, then have some wings.
I can do it.
Yeah, why not?
Why not?
Yeah.
Any sports on this weekend? I guess NBA basketball. And
You got playoffs NHL on both hockey. NBA and NHL. The Mariners are hosting the Diamondbacks this weekend.
Oh, they're okay. Yeah. All right.
I'm sure Arsenal Tottenham, 6 a.m. Sunday.
I'm sure those tickets already accounted for, the weekend Mariners tickets.
You know they are. It's 90s weekend, man. It's turn ahead the clock weekend.
Turn ahead.
Yeah. It's
turn ahead the clock weekend now.
Ted and I have been through this.
I mean, it's fine. It doesn't matter. It just seems so strange because everyone stresses out about daylight savings, blah, blah, blah.
Sure.
It's like, we're going to get to that a month later.
All right, let me just say one thing. So some of the gear is old school gear from the 90s.
Okay.
So Mike and I kind of got into it last night. It's like, that doesn't make sense. Mike, you explain.
Yes. So the Mariners have held an event I believe it's every year, that's called Turn Ahead the Clock. And it's supposed to be kind of like, this is what uniforms are going to look like in the future and stuff like that. And they did this all the way back in the
90s. Okay, all right.
So
all right.
Ted is not wrong. The little sleeveless cuts that we had out here that they're giving away this weekend, they were a part of that because they figured, in the future, we're gonna get rid of the sleeves on the jerseys. Our helmets are going to be silver. Like, there's a whole thing, right?
That's the future.
And our colors are going to have changed up a little bit.
Okay. They look like the Diamondbacks do now.
Exactly.
So they're playing the Diamondbacks.
Right, but what he's saying is, it's weird because it's turn ahead the clock's weekend, but it's from when they did this originally in the 90s.
Right. Uh-huh. And it's not necessarily from when they did it originally in the 90s. It's just they bring it back every year. Yeah. Like, this is the year, or this is the game that we are going to turn ahead the clock. This is our future-style game. We usually, if I'm not mistaken, we did it with the Royals. Or maybe it was just that the first one was against the Royals. I don't know. But I always thought that it was against the Royals. But it's
so is it like red and black or something like that? Because when you think water, you think red and black.
They look like the Cougs.
It's not a bad color combination.
Right? They look like Washington State.
Yeah. I like the color
essentially,
combo.
Which is essentially what the Arizona Diamondbacks morphed into.
Yeah.
Now, when I went there and saw them, God, this has to be in the late 90s or maybe around 95 through 98, somewhere in there. Their colors were blue, they were black, or maybe more of an aqua color. So when the Diamondbacks started, their colors were completely different from what they are now.
Because, again, when you think of a Diamondback snake, it should look like the water.
Correct.
Just like you find in the prairies and deserts.
I don't know why they did that. That was the color scheme they had.
I guess you're not obligated to really reflect the color of an animal if it doesn't work for you, right? So the Cardinals, right? You're all right, black, red, whatever. Baseball and football. Ravens, just have some black. Purple's probably the right color to add with it.
Mm-hmm.
The Rams, I've never seen a blue or yellow Ram. Just throw it, but nobody cares. Like, it's no problem. But it's
Maryland's the Terrapins. Right. But so they just use the state flag colors. They don't wear like green uniforms for a turtle.
Right, right. Do you picture green with the turtle?
They could do a turtle. They could do a turtle uni.
I picture like brown. With a turtle.
Like a mustard brown. But
I mean, Testudo is brown.
But dude, with Under Armour.
But you still want green because you're goddamn drunk and you're thinking of green
but
turtle.
But with Under Armour, you really could.
Ninja Turtles are green.
You could do the whole back being the shell.
Right.
And then your helmet is the head of the turtle, right?
Yeah.
And then the front is just like the plate, you know, as far as the bottom. So it kind of looks like you got washboard abs in the front.
Yeah.
The back is a shell, and then the helmet is the actual turtle.
Ted brings up a good point. Why are Ninja Turtles green? I've never seen a green turtle.
You've never seen a green turtle?
Never seen a green turtle.
Is that a standard little box turtles, if you look at their shell, it looks brownish, but it's really pretty green.
Yeah. That's why they have a restaurant called the Green Turtle.
I just figured, look, if you call anything any animal and put a name in front of it, it wouldn't matter.
I'm thinking Old Bay Wings.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. So we're gonna cut this one a little bit short today because we are short on time. So
I gotta catch a flight.
You are out of town. Where are you headed to?
I'm going to Orlando.
You are going to Orlando.
Yeah.
How long are you there?
Say what now?
How long are you there? Just the weekend.
Just the weekend.
I will
land 2 hours before our party at Olaf's.
So you're getting there on we say on the way back. You'll land.
Yeah.
So you got a hotel room?
I do have a hotel room.
Are you close to the airport or do you know?
You know what I don't know? I haven't checked how far I am from the airport.
You should, because Orlando's pretty spread out.
Okay. I don't think anything's too close to that airport.
No.
Right.
Yeah. So it might be a decent Uber to get there, but I might have a story to tell come Monday.
Okay. You know, I'm serious. There is Disney traffic.
I believe it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, regular traffic is one thing. The weekend's not going to be as bad. But
sure.
The weekend is when you get Disney traffic out the yang.
I mean, I'm kind of stuck to what it is that I have. You know, I'm taking this flight out of here so that I can cut this podcast this morning, and then I'm landing somewhere like 10 to 7 out in Orlando.
So the auction is Saturday.
Yes.
And what time?
Doors open at 5:30, bar opens at like 6. Show's probably going to be at 7 or 8.
So you got no time to go to the world or anything like
that? No, I really don't.
That sucks.
That's the thing
that
about
sucks.
These traveling auctions. Look, I do get to see these different places, and it's fine and it's fun, and I do enjoy kind of just dropping myself in these random places, but I don't get to go to the zoo. I don't get to go to Disney World. I don't get to do...
Because like even the place Ted says you don't need a ticket. You can just walk and go to a bar.
Right.
But that would be cool to do for a couple Epcot. Hours in the evening.
If you go somewhere
in business. Epcot, you need a ticket. You can go to Downtown Disney.
Downtown Disney.
If you go somewhere in business, you don't see it. My father, I was jealous as a kid because he'd go to London twice a year for 2 to 3 weeks at a pop, right? We're like, what did you see? He's like, I don't see fucking anything. He's like, dude, you work 13 hours a day, you go back to the hotel. So then my mother would go with him, right?
Mm-hmm. She would do all the fun
she'd
stuff.
Have a blast.
Oh, my mother's like, London is wonderful. My dad's like, I fucking hear it is.
Yeah. Right.
I mean, so that's the thing. He's like, I get off the plane, I have to work. Right. Meanwhile, he's like, your mom's spending all my fucking money going to all these goddamn places.
My wife will go to the nice places. She loves going to Phoenix. The sun makes her feel great. Usually go to Phoenix when it's cold and rainy and nasty here. She does not go to the auction. The auction's boring for her.
Of course she's not going to the auction.
I don't blame her.
She going to Orlando?
No, she is not going to Orlando.
Oh, I talk like, babe, let one go to Florida to experience Florida.
That would be the one that I'd piggyback on.
Well, and the thing is, she wants to go and experience Florida. She does want to go to Miami. She does want to go to Orlando. She does want to go there. But it's one of those where if she's coming along, I'm taking a few extra days off.
I got you.
That's a pretty long way to go for a turn and burn. I mean, the only one different is either, you know, Fort Myers or Miami.
Exactly.
As far as how far you
go. And at that point, you don't care.
So I actually kind of prefer going to the no-name places. And I hate to call them no-name places, but it's not your typical, vacation destination. I loved my time in Greensboro, North Carolina earlier this year.
Which is, like, no one's ever said that. I know. But you were pumped up.
It was so fun. It was great. The people were nice. The food was excellent.
Yep. It's cheap.
Right. You know, and I could just, and I was, my hotel was actually in a spot that I could walk and go and get stuff. The only problem is that it is not privatized liquor out there, so I had to settle for Tall Boys from the Shell Station. That was all right. My hotel.
All right. What's the auction? What are they?
This weekend it is for Holy Family Catholic School.
That all sounds right. like something Robin would
is
say.
Is it Holy Catholic Family School,
Batman?
Is it at the school, or is it like in a hotel ballroom?
No, it's at a hotel ballroom. They have 350 people that are going
to
be watching.
That's a school where people have a shit ton of money. Because every other auction's like the school gym.
Right. Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly.
You always know that carpet. You just look down and you go, fuck, I'm in a hotel ballroom. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be here for a few hours.
They must get that shit
cheap. They got the dividers all taken out.
Exactly. And then the standard dinner where it's this or that. You know, like two options. It's kind of like being at a wedding. You're sitting at assigned seats and tables.
Yep. Well, and I have done Catholic schools before. I have done just your average school before. But usually when I travel, it's for a bigger cause. It's for, JDRF, Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation. It's for American Heart Association. It's for Boys and Girls Clubs. And I have traveled for all of those auctions. I have never traveled to do a Catholic school. Like,
you know what you should do? You should do your own prize, right? So since you're in Washington State, you go to the bookstore. I don't know what you know about Florida, but Ron DeSantis has banned a bunch of books.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so when you go there, you have the Mike
Here's
Hawk,
a copy of Curious George.
The Mike Hawk banned book collection. 10 of your
Dear
favorites
God.
That you can't read here in a Florida library.
Just sneak it in.
Exactly. This is called a history book.
Yes, this is 10 books that you can't get here.
This one's called Roots.
All right, let's start the building.
Oh, Mike, God. You grew up a Christian, though, right? Not
Correct.
Catholic?
Correct.
So just here's the big deal, right? I'm a Catholic. Runs a Catholic church. You just got to mention how much you love the Holy Ghost, right? Because the big separation between the Catholics and other stuff is the Trinity.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. See, we're back to Robin. I know Holy Ghost Batman.
There's a girl at the golf course named Trinity.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's a great name, Trinity.
Oh, man, it really works.
But you do have to own the name Trinity.
That means you put out.
Oh, she does.
Nice work.
I don't know about that, but I'm just saying. She
is her name Trinity, or did she name herself Trinity?
No, her name is Trinity. Okay. But what I'm saying is she does not do the name Trinity wrong by any stretch.
They don't hire ugly girls to be the golf cart girl.
They do not.
That's clue number one. What is her job?
She works the main stand, man. I mean, she can make you a breakfast sandwich. I mean, she's a little bit higher up than just the golf cart girl. She can make mixed drinks with more stuff.
Did you see the news article? I think it was on Daily Star or something like that, of all the golf girls and all the lines that the pickup lines that they heard.
Oh my fucking god! you can't like that, okay, because they tell me and my buddy, so I know this shit and I know who they are. Can you you're never gonna believe it. You remember? Yes, I know who he is. I played with him fucking last week. Mm-hmm. Do you know what he said to me? Do I need to really know this? Do you know how old I am? You're 22, 23 years old. Right. Yeah, I'm 22. Okay. Yeah. Don't tell me what he said to you. I don't want to fucking know. I just don't want to know. Because I won't look at him the same anymore.
Right.
I'd be like,
right.
Because my daughters are 22, 23 years old, so fuck you.
Well, and I feel like we talked about it, 2 days ago, yesterday, something like that, about how a little bit of flirtatious talk back and forth is fine. Again, flirting is a little bit aggressive for what we're talking about here, but like, dude, don't be serious.
Do you want to hear my flirting?
No cart girl
do you want to hear my flirting with a cart girl? 4 fireballs and too many Jack Daniels.
Keep the change.
Yeah, there you go.
I'm sure you've had a day where you flirted with a cart girl.
I have, but they were older. So like, there's one in Florida, man, where my uncle goes to a country club, whatever. So this woman is about 40 years old, 35 years old, but fucking Florida hot. I mean, I'm not sure if her tits are real or fake. She's got an amazing body. She's one of those people that goes to the gym all the time. She's always got her hair pulled back into a blonde ponytail. She's very flirtatious, very nice. How are you, sweetie? Oh, I was so looking forward to seeing you when you're flying in. I hadn't seen you since last year.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's that kind of shit.
All right. Right.
Where you're just a Southern hospitality. You're like, I love you.
Hi. I bet
you could cook at everything.
Well, I think Thrill will attest, though, too. Like, it's like bartenders, right? Like, your bartender, if she's attractive, sometimes they will be nicer. Waitress. Like, they're working for a tip.
Yeah.
For some reason, though, guys get on the golf course, and it's like they lose their mind. And it's because it's three other dudes. A lot of testosterone and this and that.
I'd say, because your wife's not sitting there with you.
Right. Yeah. So it's like, don't forget, and she's trying to earn a tip.
Even if my wife isn't sitting with me, if I plan on going back to the bar, I still cannot be a lecherous asshole, because at some point, I am going to come back in with my wife. Right. Golf course, I'd be like, I want you to suck my penis.
Oh,
right? Because she's not there. Right.
Look, I've had to drop your wife's name twice. One of the bartenders, her boyfriend was in there, and I was talking to him. And I think he just thought I was just because I was talking to his girl, who's a bartender.
Okay, yeah.
And then finally, she's like, no, Ted works with Steve. And I was like, yeah, and I'm friends with his wife. And he's like,
who carries more clout?
Then we were super, he was super cool.
Seriously, drop my wife's name, not mine. They're like, oh, yeah, we know him. Nice guy. If you drop my wife's name, like, apparently she's the greatest thing fucking
ever. And I don't blame him. He just thought I was another dude trying to, I'm like, I'm not hitting on your girl. I am just chatting with her.
I just talked up
April. Exactly.
Here's a quick one. There's a place in Oregon called Bandon Dunes. It's a complete, it's a complete dude ranch. It's nothing but six golf courses down there. Typically, it's groups of guys that go for celebrations, work events, bachelor parties, whatever the deal is. They travel in groups of 8 and 10, which makes it a pain in the ass to get a fucking table for dinner. But either way, it's kind of one of those dude ranches. Very rarely do you see females out there. They are there. Again, the cart girls, the people who work in the stands, the waitresses, all this shit. So driving down there in the car, starting to get bored, talking to my buddy Charlie, I'm like, look, here's the bet, all right? If either one of us hits a hole-in-one, all right, it's $1,000.
Okay.
It's $1,000 bet. Now, if either one of us gets laid, it's $1,000 as well. You have a better chance of hitting a hole-in-one at Bandon Dunes than you do of getting fucking laid.
No kidding.
Yes. Night one, I'm at the bar. Charlie starts chatting up this fucking chick, man. And I'm like, I can't believe there's a woman in this bar. It's an old cigar bar. It's an Irish bar. She's drinking Guinness.
She's got to know that she's going to get descended
upon. She's choking
upon.
Down fucking Jameson. They exchanged numbers, and I'm like, I am fucked. I am fucked on this $1,000 because this looks like a sure thing. Turns out that woman, she left with her friends the next day.
Ah.
He was so fucking close. If she'd have been there one more day, man, I guarantee you he'd have taken that grand from me.
Oh, yeah.
That motherfucker.
It's a weird story to say nobody hit a hole in one.
No, nobody hit a hole in one. It's a pot. I mean, fuck.
I know. I'm just messing with it.
Okay, thank you for joining us for episode number 7
Sunday
of the Men's Room IPA. We'll be at Olaf's again, 2-4 on Sunday. Try the Men's Room IPA if you haven't tried it yet from Black Raven Brewing. Again, we'll have the sausage and the salsa, and we're just going to have a good day of drinking and hanging out on Sunday.
Yes, indeed, and anybody wants me to say fuck off to them, fuck off. I just can't remember who sent the email.
This room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.